light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O radiant light, O sun divine, of God the Abba's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Word of God, the source of life, praises your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. O Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise thee, Abba, with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. Let us give thanks to the God of light, always and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praised be Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who led our ancestors in the faith by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and prepared a lamp for the anointed. Light up our darkness, O God, by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are full of loving kindness for your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Abba, Word, and Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Great are the works of Adonai, to be pondered by all who love them. I will thank Adonai with all my heart, wherever the just meet or assemble. Great are your works, O my God, a delight to explore and ponder. Your creation is majestic and glorious. Your justice remains forever. Who can forget your wonders, filled with compassion and love? You give food to all the faithful, ever mindful of your sacred covenant. You reveal your strength to this people by giving them land among the nations. You rule with justice and truth. Your decrees are helpful and certain. Each law reveals you can be trusted and can be lived with faith and assurance. Adonai has delivered this people and established a covenant forever. Your holy name fills us with awe. Reverence for the Holy One is the beginning of wisdom. Wise are those who know how to live it. Praise Adonai forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Great are the works of Adonai, to be pondered by all who love them.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Abba, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with him through a death like his, we shall also be united with him in the resurrection. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our love. There is no such thing as Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our love. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Baptized into union with Christ, we have all put on Christ as a garment. We are all one person in Christ Jesus our Lord. Where two or three gather together to meet in my name, I am there in their midst. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Alleluia. God's judgments are true and just. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise our God, all you servants, alleluia. Those reverencing with awe, both small and great. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Adonai our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, giving God the glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. She has been given for her clothing, fine linen, glistening and pure. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Where two or three gather together to meet in my name, I am there in their midst.
That all who have been called and gifted to follow Christ may be ambassadors of reconciliation, forgiving each other, and working for the reconciliation of all who are in conflict. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That we may listen today and hear God's voice call us from hardness of heart to compassion and joy. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. For those suffering from the spread of Ebola in Africa, and for those who are risking their own health to stop it, let us pray. Hear us, O God. For those oppressed by racism, sexism, and classism, and for those who are working to dismantle the structures and institutions that keep people from freedom and flourishing. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray. Hear us, O God.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you sent Jesus to proclaim forgiveness and to announce a new way of living in the world. Through his example and preaching, make us ambassadors of forgiveness and reconciliation, and thus prepare the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.